Hello, this is Jerry Stewart for another of my podcasts. It's entitled Valley Forge, The Power of One Man's Strong Character. Don't miss this story. Some may not realize it, but our nation, America, came very, very close to not being a nation at all. It was the character of one very special man, George Washington, and his mighty help from Almighty God that made the difference. It was the winter of 1777, and Washington's army was locked in a desperate struggle for survival. They were being slowly backed into the real possibility of surrender. And though they fought for every inch of ground, there was a real question as to how long America's will to endure could last. As the harsh winter raged on, Washington decided to move his men to Valley Forge to wait out the bitter cold. But as the winter wore on, the list of sick and dead mounted higher. There were men who were literally naked because their uniforms had been torn and shred by the fighting and the elements. And now they didn't even have rags to wrap around them. They were literally freezing to death. But in the midst of all their suffering and hardship, something amazing was happening. With all the death and suffering, the soldiers didn't leave. They didn't go home. They stayed, and Washington was amazed. He said this, "To see men without clothes to cover their nakedness, without blankets to wrap themselves up in, without shoes so that their marching might be traced by the blood from their feet, and submitting without a murmur." This became known as the miracle of Valley Forge. That the men stayed and endured was indeed amazing. But the reason they endured, the reason they believed in God's deliverance was simple. They could believe because their general did believe, and they survived. In his lifetime, George Washington was bestowed with many honors and positions, but of all those received, just what did he believe to be his greatest single accomplishment? Late in life, Washington made this quote. He said, "I hope I shall possess firmness and virtue enough to maintain what I consider the most enviable of all titles, the character of an honest man." Now think about it. George Washington so impressed everyone that he was eventually given the title Father of Our Nation, and he still believed that his single greatest accomplishment was to be seen as an honest man. Now, there's a powerful lesson here that we all should learn. Perhaps today, if we would all spend less time working on polish and presentation and more time on simple honesty, then our nation, even perhaps our world, would be a better place to live. Thank God for great men in our American history, like George Washington. I thank God for what God has done for us all, and that we should strive every day, every moment, to walk in a way that God is glorified. Happy Easter, and see you next week. Bye-bye.